There's talk of impeachment against New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. It comes after testimony in the so-called Bridgegate trial this week that some New Jersey lawmakers believe shows Christie knew about the scheme to cause a huge traffic jam on the George Washington Bridge 3 years ago this month. Two former Christie aides are accused of orchestrating the gridlock as retribution against the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, because he didn't endorse Christie's reelection bid. They pleaded not guilty. Christie is not charged and has denied knowing about the scheme. Joining us now is Joe Hernandez, South Jersey reporter for WHYY. And Joe, NBC4 New York first reported that some lawmakers in New Jersey are considering impeachment against Christie. How serious is that talk?
Right, Jeremy. So there have been murmurs of this, but this NBC story is really the first one to kind of drive home the point that lawmakers are thinking about this and actively considering it. Beforehand, many of the Democrats were only saying that they weren't ruling it out. No governor has been impeached in New Jersey before, so it's unclear what this would look like. But I should add that there was a legislative investigation into this Bridgegate scandal before the trial. Democrats put that on hold during the trial, but they said after this trial is resolved, they're going to pick it back up again. So that could reveal some more things.
Well, what testimony has the jury heard so far that might indicate that Christie knew about this scheme to cause gridlock on the bridge?
Well, so far, no witnesses have definitively said Christie knew about these lane closures. Prosecutors and defense attorneys have suggested as much, though, in their statements. In their opening statements, the government said that two of the men in the scheme bragged to the governor during a September 11th memorial ceremony in 2013. This is while the closures were still going on. One of those men is David Wildstein, who was a high-ranking official at the Port Authority, which controlled the bridge. He's pleaded guilty. He's expected to be the prosecution's star witness in this case. We're expecting to hear from him soon. We don't know exactly what he's going to say, but apparently he had a very close relationship with the governor. One of the defense attorneys described Christie as referring to Wildstein as his Mr. Wolf, which is a reference to Harvey Keitel's character in Pulp Fiction, who cleaned up the dead bodies. So that should be some interesting testimony.
The mayor of Fort Lee took the stand on Tuesday. What did he say?
Right. So this is Mayor Mark Sokolich of Fort Lee. He's the guy that Christie allies were reportedly targeting with the scheme. He said before the lane closures, Christie officials, including officials in the governor's office in Trenton, were courting him for an endorsement for Christie's reelection. Operatives knew that Christie was going to win reelection, but they really wanted to widen that margin to drive home the point that Christie had bipartisan support. So they targeted Democrats for their endorsements. Sokolich said he was wooed with things like tours of Ground Zero, lunches with the governor at the governor's mansion in Drumthwacket outside of Princeton, and even tickets to see the New York Giants play. Sokolich did not endorse, and then that's when these lane closures happened. He said it was absolute gridlock in Fort Lee, and when defense attorneys questioned why he said publicly that the lane closures weren't politically motivated, Sokolich said he was petrified of further retribution.
And just very briefly, how much is this hurting Christie in New Jersey?
In New Jersey, his poll numbers are at an all-time low. He's at about 23% approval ratings. He's also, as you know, working for Donald Trump as the chief
of
his
transition team.
Right. Yeah. Christie said a couple weeks ago that the Bridgegate scandal probably played a role in his decision not to pick Christie for VP.
That's Joe Hernandez, South Jersey reporter for WHYY. Joe, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.